they're looking with very little fanfare. NASA has just begun a program to watch for dangerous asteroids. Now, isn't that something? I'll have more. The Air Force is involved. They're going to use telescopes that had been used for other things, and they're going to start looking hard for asteroids that might threaten the Earth. All of that quietly, but it is now underway, and I thought you'd like to know. By the way, that article is in the New York Times. Now, dear Art, the year is 1996, and all of the world's governments have just made the grim announcement that an asteroid is going to collide with Earth in 1 year. Nothing anyone can do. The Earth will be destroyed. We're informed we all have 1 year to live. Now, there'd be a lot of different responses to this news. Some folks would simply freak out. Others would begin killing people. Others might try to build their own homemade spaceship to get the hell off the planet. Others would become deeply spiritual and retire into themselves until the day came. After 11 months goes by, everything has changed in the world. All people have been forced to take a good long look at the way they see the world and how wrong we've been to hate each other. The way we worship money and material things would be in the past. As those who are left sit and wait for the end. On the day the asteroid is supposed to hit, something happens and it misses. Something to think about. Well, I've done that before as a what if, you know, if an asteroid was headed toward us and we had 1 year or something like that. And obviously, and for some reason, NASA has a sudden great interest in looking for things headed our way. Isn't that interesting? What would you do? I know what I'd do. For as long as I would be able, and I've said this before, I would sit right here and we'd set up a little observation thing outside. And we'd sort of talk it in. I mean, what else could you do but what you do? So that's what I guess I would do. All right, it's going to be an open line kind of night. Cut their cable TV. This is sure to make any true American, as they claim to be, surrender. Actually, my favorite was Roseanne's national anthem.